Good evening and Merry Christmas. I think you're awake. God is good. All the time. Especially tonight. It's great to see you. Welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor here. And it is a delight to be sharing Christmas Eve with all of you. Several of us have noticed that it's different here in the nighttime. We generally worship on 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And by way of an introduction and a welcome, if you are visiting here and are not a member of another church community, you have a standing invitation, 10 a.m. any Sunday morning. We worship here and we are an open and friendly community of God, and we would welcome you to join us this coming Sunday, the 29th at 10 o'clock. So please, if you need a church home, you have found a church home. So join us at 10 o'clock. How many of you have not been here for Christmas Eve? By show of hands. Most have. Most of you are veterans of Burns Church. Well, let me do the honors and remind you or introduce you to the fact that our congregation is actually the body of Christ made up of three different worshiping communities. There is Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. There is also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. And their pastor is Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa. Emmanuel, would you stand up and let us greet you? Emmanuel, welcome. Emmanuel will spend this Christmas with his wife back in Ghana, so we hope that you will share with us our fellowship here. The other member of our community is the Tonga Fellowship from the island Kingdom of Tonga. And Reverend Pelaki Lokatui is their spiritual leader. Pelaki, would you stand and let us welcome you? Very good. Welcome. Just a couple notes of introduction and explanation. The plan, God laughs when we make a plan, either in our personal lives or in a church. So the way that you see the worship service laid out, it will be different from the way it actually happens. We're trying to get choir masters here and various congregations. So it'll flow. It'll all be there, but it'll be in a little bit different order. So don't worry about it. We'll get you there through to the end. And I promise you, by the end of the evening, Christ will be born. The world will be transformed. Everything will be all right. So hang tight with us there. The other thing is, for those members, for any of the three congregations, we have a very special person in Stephanie Mitchell. Stephanie is the person who right now is in our nursery. Every Sunday, she foregoes the opportunity to worship with us to take care of our kids. We are taking up sort of an informal offering to offer her a little bit of money as a Christmas gift. Jane Anderson, my wife, Jane, would you stand in the bright red suit there, is making a collection. So if you want to see her during our welcome time, we'll see that gift gets to Stephanie this evening. Are there any other announcements for the good of our community? Okay. I mention it now just so we don't interrupt the flow of the service. The United Methodist Church practices open table communion. And what that means is that if you are here, if you are planning to love God and love your neighbor and begin today a new road that follows Jesus Christ, you are welcome at the table of Christ. We serve chunks of bread. We will hand you a chunk of bread and offer you a small glass of grape juice. It's not wine, it is grape juice. So we would welcome you to come to the communion table. Also, the way it works is after you come forward to the communion distribution place here in the front, there'll be two stations. As you leave these small baskets in front of me, the small plastic cup goes there, and our ushers will be on the sides of the aisles as you return to your seat, and they will be happy to accept your monetary donation to Burns Church as we go through. It is amazingly warm. It's warm today compared to what it has been recently, and it is warm in this place because we are full of the love of Jesus Christ. I want you to now rise up on your feet as you are able. Look to those close to you and far away and offer a handshake or a hug and wish each other the peace of Jesus Christ and a hearty Merry Christmas. Welcome back. I'm still convinced that United Methodists could make an entire worship service out of greeting each other. And then they'd move into the parlor and have coffee and Christmas cookies, and it would all be good. Very good. There you go.